this fire has really taken off. We started off with something that was like 50 or 100 acres, and just the first 15 or 20 minutes went to 750, and now they're saying 4,000. And of course, they did that estimate maybe 20 or 25 minutes ago, so who knows what it's at now. And the wind, certainly not as powerful as what we had the last couple of nights, but it's been enough to really spread this. We were seeing a lot of flame in the Somas area, a lot of flame basically north of Los Angeles Avenue. And here in Santa Paula, where I'm at right now, I can see like dots of fire on the hillside, but nothing like what we were seeing here at 3 a.m, where it just looked like the entire hillside was aflame.
Good morning, Lance.
Well, good morning. Well, I'm outside of Somas right now, and kind of in a nutshell, 8,700 acres burned, 7,500 people on the evacuation list, and about 1,800 structures considered threatened. And from my perspective over here off of La Loma Drive, I'm actually seeing a bit of a flare-up of mostly smoke, but it's basically between the Somas area and Santa Paula.
KCLU's Lance Orozco was in a Santa Paula neighborhood this afternoon when hundreds of people were ordered to leave by the surging Maria fire.
It was a frightening yet reassuring sight this afternoon. Water dropping helicopters roared over a Santa Paula neighborhood between Highway 126 and the Santa Clara Riverbed. Flames surged towards the homes off of Peck Road as people nervously watched firefighters in action.
Scared. I don't want it to get closer. Not too fun.
Susie Rios says it's the closest her home has come to a brush fire. Manuel Cruz says the flames were huge.
That would look pretty bad. And it started to come down. It looked terrible.
Ramon Ramirez showered his home's roof with a hose, but also said his family was ready to go.
Packed up some stuff for you to stay.
We got some stuff ready to go, just in case, but it seems like they got it already.
Firefighters were able to stop the flames, but for hundreds of residents in this neighborhood, it was an experience they'll never forget. In Santa Paula, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.